Welcome to Shom Achshov and Adav, Shir Espanso, Lui Nishvas, I'm Yaakov Shom, Neapas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'abaso, Dev Kuf Yud. The Gemara Amud Aleph concludes the story with Yoinason, the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, that at the end, David HaMelech saw that his money is Chaviv Aleph, so he made him Memune Aloy Tzoris. And the Gemara concludes and says that his name is Shavuel, the Novi calls him Shavuel, because Shav Lekel Lebechoy Liboy. He did a full tshuva. The Rishbam brings the Yerushalmi Maseches Brachos that says that once David HaMelech was nifter and Shlomo HaMelech was in charge, he removed Yehoinason for being in charge of the Tzoris, and Yehoinason went back to the Avodah Zarah of Michal. And he brings a story that he told people that Michal doesn't really help, but he was the priest over there in the Avodah Zarah of Michal. So the Chor is Tamua Me'oid. The Gemara says, Sheshov Lekel Bechor Liboy. He did a full tshuva. Similarly, he didn't do a full tshuva. He got a better job. But once the job was over, he went back to Avodah Zarah. So Ben Yoyada already answers this question and says, he went back, but he went back and told everybody that Avodah Zarah is not really worth anything. As the Rishbam points out, he told him, well, why are you giving food to Avodah Zarah? Anywhere Avodah Zarah cannot help you. So that means they didn't really use the Avodah Zarah, didn't really believe in the Avodah Zarah at all. So that's not considered to be they really went back to Avodah Zarah. Another mahaloch seems to be what Reb Tzadik HaKohen is trying to say in Tzidkas HaTzadik. Because Reb Tzadik says over there that whenever a person knows that he has a specific tendency for something which is wrong, the biggest tshuva he could do is to recognize that that tendency is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him in order to challenge him. So a person has a taiva for something, and he recognizes by doing full tshuva, saying, because this taiva that I have, because Baruch Hu put it in me, because that's my challenge, and I have to overcome it, that's the biggest tshuva possible. He brings our Gemara, and he says, that's what it means, sheshov lechel b'choy liboy. He did tshuva with all his heart. He took that taiva that he needs money, and he recognized that that's what Baruch Hu gave him as a challenge. And that's what it means, Shav Lakel B'chol Liboy, his whole heart, all his tendencies, all his taivas, all the things that are wrong by him, he recognized the Kasar Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's a reference over here that Shav Lakel, even though maybe then he went bad again. But the Chura, the Poshep Shat, Be'oimik, what the Gemara is telling us over here, and this Gemara is learned the day after Yom Kippur, is very matim to this day. And this I saw that Chanoich Karelenstein on his Zaharis brings this Nakuda. The Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, says something which seems to be very, very difficult to do. The Rambam says that what is the definition of Tshuva? Sheyoyid olav yoydea talumos shelo yashuv lezeachet lo'ilom. There will be a testimony from yoydea talumos, who's yoydea talumos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you'll never return to this chet again. L'chura, this is something which is impossible to implement. How can it be that you have tshuva and you know you'll never go back to this chet? And furthermore, let's say one did a full tshuva, and 20 years later he was nechshal in a chet. You want to tell me that his original tshuva was not a good tshuva? That doesn't make any sense. So already the Rabbi Strauss Salanter quoted in the Koich Ve'or, in his Talmud, Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, he brings this question, and he points out, he says, no, doesn't mean that there will be a yediyah of adois, you'll never do this chait forever. But what it means is that Kadosh Baruch Hu can testify on him right now that in the state that he is at this current moment, he will never, ever do this chait again based on where he's holding right now. And the same halacha is brought down in Reb Tzadik HaKohen and also in the Bnei Yisachar, they all say the same nekuda. That Yodea Talumus Meidol means Meidol is current status. That right now, based on where he is at this current moment, he will never do the chait again. And the Emes, this is what the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah on the Rambam say. What does it mean, Ya'id Alav Yodea Talumus? They explain that he takes a Kodesh Baruch Hu as an aid, as a witness. Like we have Yoyd Olav Shamayim V'aretz. He's made Olav, I mean, takes a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be his witness to testify that he really accepted on himself this Kabbalah not to go back to this chait forever. That his Kabbalah right now is a full Kabbalah. What's going to happen later, even if it can happen right after. If he's nichshal afterwards, that doesn't take away from the tshuva that he did before, which was a full tshuva. And Reb Chanoich Karelenstein Zatzal is pointing it over here to explain that what happened with Yehoinason. Yoyinasen did do tshuva b'chol lipui. It was a full tshuva. But then, when he was fired from his job, he was nechshal again and went back to work for Pesamichol. That doesn't take away from the fact that his original tshuva was a tshuva b'chol lipui. And this seems to be the emistic pshat in the Gemara, that this is what the message of the Gemara is. If a person did a full tshuva b'chol lipui, and then afterwards he was nechshal, it doesn't take away from his tshuva. Because at the moment we did tshuva, he really meant it, that it should be an everlasting tshuva. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list to Hotzogo, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.